Yeah, I looked at yesterday's paper, page 2, San Antonio Life of the number, page 2. Calvin's article is about this wonderful rebate that they're encouraging everybody to do, where you aerate your lawn and you also put a top dressing on your lawn. And that's some of the best, that's the best thing that you can do for your lawn at this time of year.
Magic elixir. It really does make a difference.
Coming out from the drought, my son-in-law was asking the other day, and I guess we need to talk about this, said, well, will it make the soil deeper? And I said, no, it won't make the soil deeper. He said, well, how does it make the grass thicker? I said, because it gets in with the clay soil, and that means it can hold more water.
Yeah.
It has a bigger, it increases the water holding capacity, and it also increases the mineral holding capacity. So when you fertilize,
your soil is just more useful and more potent with that organic material in there. Now I don't know if that got in the article. It's in the My San Antonio article, which is the longer version. But I did say if you got lawn on rock, this is not going to transform.
That's what he was asking.
Probably the best thing is to start all over, put down the soil you need, 4 inches at least, and the test indicated that 6 inches is considerably better, and then replant the lawn, and then every couple of years do your top dressing with compost. And because we're on one big compost pile here, this isn't like the north where you have organic material accumulate every year because of the freeze and thaw cycles. Here, we in the fall, drop it down and it decomposes. So you need to help add some organic material, and then of course you want to utilize your leaves and just chop them up, leave them on the lawn, and they'll decompose too. But
the reason that soil is doing this rebate is because it'll you can keep the yard looking lawn looking better with less water.
Yeah, and then they're going to do a test too to see how much it, every year we relate the amount of water used on landscapes to the weather, so you can predict exactly, if the temperatures increase and it's drier, you can predict. Use more water, and in a program like that, this we'll be able to check and see if it reduced that use of water per temperature or for to the weather. So we can test the idea that Malcolm and many others have said: the more organic material you have there, it's a translate
it
really directly into
work,
water.
We're blaming Malcolm, right?
Yeah, that's right.